listening to the teaching ministry of Uxbridge Baptist Church. If you would like to learn more about how we can be of service to you, please visit us at www.uxbridgebaptist.com.
So are you guys ready?
Yes!
Well, we don't have our boat at the back of the room this morning, so we're just going to make our boat right here. Is that okay with you guys?
Yes.
So I need you to get on the boat. Disciples, get into the boat. Let's go. We have places to go. The front is going to be right here. Shall I set the sail?
Yes.
What do you think? But you have to face this way, my friends. This is going to be the front of the boat. So right there on the water, if you guys want to sit in your boat, we'll just get the sail for you. It's a little windy. All right. Are you guys ready?
Yes.
Now, who are you? If you're followers of Jesus, who are you?
Disciples.
You are the disciples. And you have just finished a lot of helping out of other people, haven't you? And then Jesus said, you know, like, I just need to go. And he said he wanted to go and pray. Right? So Jesus went off to pray, and the disciples were all on the boat. Now, do you remember what happened while Jesus was off praying? What happened? A storm came. And we learned this week in VBS that storms of life do come. Can you remind me, disciples, what are some of the storms that we face in life? What are some of the... What's that? Hurricanes. Tornadoes. What else? A thunderstorm. But what about us personally? Do we ever face storms? Remember we talked about, what do we face sometimes, Drake?
Sin.
Sometimes sin can be a storm. Earthquakes. What else? A loss of something that you like. Does anybody have fears? Remember we talked about fears? What was one of the things we talked about? Snakes and spiders, yes? Yes. Link talked to us about how he was afraid that he might lose his connection with God. And that's a real fear that some of us face. And that's one of the storms that we go through in life, right, Link? But what do we say about that? Do you remember? Does Jesus ever leave you or forsake you?
No.
No, he does not. Okay, so the storm comes. Do you remember the sound that the wind made? Oh, I cannot hear it. Oh, yes, and then the boat rocked because it was so, so stormy that day, wasn't it? And the waves, they got higher and higher and higher. And they were so high that Jesus was off praying, and Jesus could not even see the boat or the disciples because the waves were so high. Do you remember Steph taught you how to make a wave? How did you do a wave? Woo! Yeah. And the boat rocked, and the storm got worse. But they saw Jesus, and he was in the distance. And what happened? They thought that he was a... And what did the disciples do? They were so afraid. But then Peter stood up. And he was like, Jesus, is that you? Is that you? And Jesus said, yeah, like I'm not a ghost, right? And then what happens is Peter says to Jesus, well, if it's really you, ask me to come. And did Jesus ask him to come? He did. And so what did Peter do? He went and he walked towards Jesus.
On the water.
On the water. And it was so stormy. And the wind, it blew. And what did the wind sound like? And the waves, they got higher and higher and higher. And where did it go? Oh, the water, the wind, and the waves. Oh my goodness, and the disciples got wet. But Peter, on walking towards Jesus. Maybe the congregation needs to be a part of this. And Peter, all of a sudden, instead of focusing on Jesus, what happened? He focused on the wind, the waves, the storm, and what happened? He went into the water. Peter is in. But then what happens? Jesus reaches out a hand and pulls Peter up into the boat and says, "What happened to your faith? What happened to your faith?" And what did we learn? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Peter. You may come and join us on the boat if you would like. So then what happened? They got on the boat and the storm like stops. And the dark clouds went away. And sunshine came out and it was morning. Because when did this all happen? Was it in the daytime or the night? Beautiful. It was in the night. Exactly. So, we learned something that day. We learned about how to conquer our fears, and we also learned that it takes what? You guys are way too smart. Day one, we learned about what? Day two, we learned about? Day three? God directs us. Day four? Love. Ah, what happened on the day we learned about love? Who died for us?
Jesus.
Amen. And day five we learned?
Power.
And where does that power come from?
Jesus.
Who?
Jesus.
The?
Father.
The?
Father.
No. What did you just say? The Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit.
Right on. So what did we learn on day five? We learned that there is three parts of God. There is God the
Father.
Put your thumbs up. Here we go. God the Father.
God the Son.
God the Holy Spirit.
Right on. These guys are amazing. So on this day when they were in the boat, these disciples, we had a huge fan that was blowing on them as well. And we set the back up exactly like a boat. So they got to experience the water and the waves and the wind. And they also learned a verse though, didn't you? What was the verse that you learned about courage? Oh, okay, hang on. On the count of three, are you guys ready? One, two, three. I think we need to do that again, kind of like in a little bit of, you know what I'm talking, a beat. Okay. Courage. Beautiful. Can you remember day one?
Yes.
What was the scripture?
Oh, Lord, you are my hope. Psalm 71:5.
Can you believe these guys? And then day two was courage. Day three was?
To take some.
I think they need to try that one again. Hang on, stop. Day three. Who knows it? Come here.
He will show you which path to take. Proverbs 3:6.
Beautiful. Who knows day four? Day four.
Devil. We know what real love is because Jesus died for us. 1 John 3:16.
Beautiful. And day five. Yep. Who remembers day five? Come on.
Our great power is from God, not from ourselves. 2 Corinthians 3:6.
Oh my goodness, these guys are amazing. I'm going to give the disciples a bit of a rest now. So you can go back to your seats. And then we're going to call you back up because you're going to have another song that you have to do. All right? See you in just a minute. I'm just going to call up Michaela and Brittany, if I may. Because one of the things that we have talked about, not only as a church, but as a family of churches at the CBOQ and across Canada, not just Baptist churches, all churches have been talking about the importance of camp and why camp is critical to the teaching and setting of standards and morals and values in our children. So I have our two interns here. And we just wanted to take a moment with them to ask them a few questions. Michaela is going to answer on the side of being a camper. And then Brittany is going to answer on the side of what it's like to be in leadership at a camp. So we're just going to interview them briefly, and then we're going to carry on with another song. So why was camp or is camp still important to you from the side of a camper?
So camp is important to me because I feel like it definitely shaped who I am now, and not even just in the spiritual sense, but also for me, it was my first experience kind of away from my parents, and it was amazing for me to have that in a Christian atmosphere. And just some of the relationships that I still have from being a camper at camp, like, they're deeper than any other friendship, because when you see someone for every second of every day for a week, you really get a deep bond with them.
Excellent. And from a leader's perspective?
From a leadership perspective, camp is important to me. I often say that camp is the place where I became who I am. Camp is where I learned that I was capable of getting out of the box, that I am not as quiet as I think, and I'm not as quiet as other people might think I am. And camp is where I just learned to really embrace, even what we were talking about, how God gives us courage. Camp was where I learned to embrace that and to just trust God and go, okay, this doesn't seem like anything that I'm comfortable doing, but apparently I can do it. And camp was where I learned that.
If you were to give advice from a camper's perspective to the parents of this church or to anybody that you might run into, what would that advice be about camp?
Well, my first piece of advice would be definitely send your kid to camp. Even if you're scared to let them go for a week or whatever, don't be scared. Maybe I'm a little biased, but I think every kid should go to camp for at least 1 week in their life. And I would also say try and send them to a Christian camp for sure. And even if it is a Christian camp, try and like read their statement of faith and whatever and make sure that they believe what you believe and that they really are going to be teaching your kids about God and about things that you believe.
And from a leader's perspective?
Yeah, I would definitely say to send your kids to camp. But as someone in leadership, I would encourage you to send your kids to camp with excitement and with hope and anticipation, and get them excited. If you've been to camp, share stories of what it was like for you. If you know about the camp, talk about it. Amp the kids up, honestly. We love to get excited kids at camp. And it's so hard when a camper comes in and is afraid or worried. It can be hard to change that around. And if you, at home, even as you're driving up to camp, I know the first time that I drove up to camp, we turned onto the road that it's on, and I went white in the back seat because I was terrified. This was when I was a camper. And it can be hard to come into camp when you're like that. And so as much as you can, get your kids excited. If they're afraid, honestly talk to them. Ask them if they have concerns and just try to get them as excited and as hopeful and as amped up as they possibly can be. It's just, there's nothing greater than watching a kid walk up to your cabin and you can tell that they're excited. This is often our returning campers, but you can tell that they're excited and that's where they want to be. They're not afraid and they're just ready to go and they're ready to help the other kids in their cabin get as excited as they are. And it's great. From a leadership perspective, that's what you want to see. And you start pointing out who the future cabin leaders are going to be and everything. And it's just so cool to see that.
You can tell they're not excited about camp at all, right? I just wanted to say this too. My first camp experience was when, well, not as a camper, but as a leader, was when I was 16 years old. And that is where my passion, I believe, was sparked in me to be in children's ministry. I had the opportunity to actually oversee the sports and the crafts in King City at some day camps there. And from there, it's just been a love for kids. Camp to us this week has just been fantastic. And if you are, we think there's a lizard on the loose, no. if you are here as a parent that has brought your child and has trusted in this place, in God, in our leadership this week, we just want to say thank you so much for trusting and for allowing your child to be with us. It has been an absolute privilege and a pleasure and a blessing to be able to lead and guide your children through the different times. At this time, I just would like to say this. It does not take one person to do this. It takes a team of people. And there was a number of people that were here working in the kitchen, that were praying, that were in sports, that were in the Imagination Station, which is crafts and much more. From starting to plan this, months ago, to the leading and the teaching and the singing, there are so many elements. And we just want to say thank you to all of you, to the volunteers who walked alongside God and allowed God to lead and guide them to make this week an absolute blessing. So can we just show our appreciation to the leaders? Camp is, it's about having fun and being amped up, but for us, camp is also making sure that the Word of God gets out there. And this day, what we wanted to show you was just a little demonstration of some of the creative ways we use to get the Word of God out to the children. But the most important thing that they learned that day was to be able to take courage and understand that God is with them. And that through all things, no matter what, if they have received Jesus in their hearts, then God does not leave them. He does not forsake them. And that he will walk alongside them. And that he will be there for them no matter what. The kids spoke about the different circumstances of life that they went through in our quiet times on the cave floor. How some parents are being divorced. And how some parents have cancer. And how some of them have lost friends or people have moved away. These kids got into deep subjects and then allowed us to pray with them for these things. And they allowed themselves to say, Jesus, I take courage because of you. God is so awesome. And he has blessed us and he has blessed the children this week. And I personally just want to say thank you to this congregation, to this church family, for being the blessing that you are and for holding tight to the Word of God and how much it means to us. That is what camp is about. Camp is about leading children to Christ, planting seeds, harvesting them, and making sure that we are following Jesus, the light of the world in this community. We need to go where he is and speak his words in love and grace, forgiveness and kindness, so that others may come to him. Can we just pray? And then we're going to have a video of what this week has looked like, and we're going to bring the kids up after that for a song. Let's just bow our hearts. Lord, we want to thank you that camp can happen. That we are so blessed to live in Canada where we can speak freely about who you are. Your love, your sacrifice, and how you walk alongside us, you live in us, and that we can go out and shine your light. It's a blessing, Lord, and a privilege. God, today we want to pray again for the children who were here, that this pumped up atmosphere that they've been in, Lord, would not just go. But Lord, they would be able to have the courage and the strength and the guidance from you to go and share with their friends and share with their family. Lord, I pray for open ears and open hearts from these families, from the parents, Lord God, the siblings, the aunts, the uncles, and their friends, that they would hear what has been learned. Lord, we pray that in those children that put their hands up, Lord, and said that they received you, that you would just allow your spirit to work in them. God, may they be future leaders at camp. May they be future greeters in our churches, musicians, possibly preachers. Lord, we pray for these children and ask that you would cover them with your protection and just give them your love and grace. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. So as you can see, we had a pretty fantastic week. The carnival was amazing. We had people that were gifted in face painting and balloon artistry. We had the petting zoo back. The Uxbridge Fire Department was here with the kids, and they were just amazing. And they're talking about amping that up a little bit next year, so we're a little bit excited about that. And we also had candy floss from the Nutty Chocolatier in Port Perry. They gave us their machine, and all of the sugar and everything just donated it to us so that the kids could go home high on sugar. And great thing to do on a Thursday night to your kids. But it was just, overall, the week was just absolutely amazing. So we would like to invite the kids up one more time, because we have one more song that we would like to do for the parents. We hope you are ready with your actions. Any leaders that want to come can come on up too. Brittany, are you going to lead us through this?
Oh, absolutely.
Perfect.